Pope Francis celebrating Mass at the Sistine Chapel with the cardinals who elected him.
Camminare. La nostra vita è un cammino.
Walk. Our life is a journey, and when we stop, the thing doesn't work.
La cosa non va. Camminare sempre.
Let's always walk in the presence of the Lord, in the light of the Lord, trying to live with the same irreproachable attitude that God asks Abraham in his promise.
His day began with prayers at a church in Rome, followed by handshakes with priests and thrilled churchgoers. VOA's Celia Mendoza in Vatican City says there was also less glamorous business to take care of.
He asked the guards to take him back to the hotel where he was staying because he had all his luggage there and also he wanted to pay the bill.
Through it all, Pope Francis was dressed simply, by design. Father Federico Lombardi is a Vatican spokesman.
Sull'abito molto semplice con cui si è presentato.
His vestments were very simple, without the famous mozzetta, the red cape.
La croce che ha portato è la stessa che.
The cross he is wearing is the same he had before as a bishop. Very simple.
Semplice.
And then the things he said and did do not need to be repeated. We were impressed by this pastoral approach.
Also on his schedule, a visit with his predecessor, Benedict. Kim Daniels is director of Catholic Voices.
I think it's extremely significant that he's visiting Pope Emeritus Benedict because it shows his great humility, it shows the respect and esteem with which we all hold Benedict.
In Argentina, where Pope Francis served as Archbishop, many Catholics awoke with high hopes.
I think he's going to be more open and very close to those in need, to the poor. And I hope he has the necessary strength because it's very important.
In Nigeria, Hanatu Uche said she couldn't be happier.
We are all happy right from last night that the announcement was made. We are very grateful to God that there was no crisis, no problem, and the election was made. To God be the glory.
A humble day for a pope soon to face major challenges. Jeff Selden, VOA News.